The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We then send our condolences to the Imam of our time, Al-Hujja Ajalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, and to each and every one of you, as we gather on this night to commemorate the wafat anniversary of Sayyidah Zainab bint Ali alayhim afdalu salatu wassalam. Salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum. The life of Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam is one that I think we are all drawn towards, we are all inspired by. You know, when you look at the level of bravery, courage, sacrifice, resolve, all of these positive qualities that, you know, we desire, we see them elegantly manifested in her. You know, I think I like that description of elegance, that she portrayed it in a manner that, you know, like sometimes the way, and don't take this the wrong way, but you know, sometimes the way we recite our qasidas or our matams, it makes it sound like she's whiny. She's not whiny, you know. She never complained the way we do it. I understand there's poetic license in what we recite, you know. But man, she was the epitome of sabr, right? She was the peak of sabr, the way that she manifested herself. And when you look at, you know, many of these maqatil that we have, you know, it's the way that she conducted herself on that day of Ashura, that's the one time where she displayed external grief. You know, it, some say it was during when Ali Akbar became Shaheed, to help supplement the grief of her brother, because she knew how difficult it would be for Aba Abdullah. So she came out. But they say the one time that she displayed heartbreak was when that kafila was leaving Karbala. Yeah, and she saw the body of her brother Hussein laid on them. And that is when she threw herself on that body. And she put her hands under the body of Hussein and she raised it towards Allah. She put her palms up and she said, Rabbana taqabbal hadhal qurban. Yeah? That Allah accept this sacrifice from us. That was the level of sabr. That was the level of grief that she had. And she's really an inspiration. You know, to me, we've been together long enough to know that she is the reason why my family and I are here today. We were fortunate to live 4 years in her shadow, under her dhari. And so I owe my life to her, alhamdulillah. You know, and so there's a lot of affinity that we have, and we pray. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we can adopt the qualities that Zainab alayhi salam so beautifully portrayed and lived by. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we get an opportunity to go for her ziyarat in Sham, and that we receive her shafa'at in the hereafter, inshallah. One of the beautiful statements that's attributed to her, you know, that is found in some of our books, was that which took place in the courtyard of Ibn Ziyad. This is a very famous statement where the mal'oon says to her, كَيْفَ رَأَيْتِ سُنِ اللَّهِ بِأَخِيكَ. How did you find the actions of God, the workings of God with your brother Hussein and your Ahlul Bayt? What an arrogant question, you know. It's a sarcastic question, you know. But it was filled with that level of hate, you know, that level of arrogance that he portrayed. And her jawab was equally beautiful, yeah, where she said, مَا رَأَيْتُ إِلَّا Jamila, I did not see anything but beauty in what transpired. You know, you have to look at the question, and the jawab was directly linked to the question. He didn't say, كَيْفَ رَأَيْتِ سُنِ الْيَزِيدِ, yeah, or كَيْفَ رَأَيْتِ سُنِ الْجَيْشِ, He didn't say, like, how did you find the workings of my army or the army of Yazid? But he put it that, how did you find the workings of God? And when you ask her that question, naturally, if one has that connection to God, one will only see beauty in whatever God does, right? And that's what I want to discuss today, right? That how do we get to a point in our lives where we too see nothing but beauty, right? Because in life, it's sometimes difficult. You know, when life is well, life is good, it's easy to do shukr. It is, you know, this is something that I'm very cautious about, very apprehensive about, worry about, you know, because right now life is good, shukr comes out very easy from the tongue, you know. But when things don't go so well, does shukr roll out so easily? And that's what we want to develop, is that where the shukr is not dependent upon what I get from God, but rather it's a lifestyle that I have where I see and recognize the beauty of God in everything that transpires in my life. Now, the beauty that we are talking about is not necessarily an external form of beauty, right? Though there are elements of that. So it's not something that we see outside and a beautiful this and a beautiful that where we describe it, because it's not the external nature that we are looking for. Because if it was the external nature, then no doubt what Zainab alayhi salam saw externally was not beautiful, right? It was tragic what she saw externally. But we're talking about looking at the batin of things, looking at the internal nature of things, to try to find that connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the beauty that we're trying to connect to is the beauty of God. Yeah? That what does God consider beautiful? And if I can link myself to what God sees as beautiful, then no matter what happens to me in my life, I will always see things as beautiful, right? In our lives, we define things certain ways. And then there's a way that God defines things. We define happiness differently, each of us. If we were to ask that question, what is happiness? We would all have a different answer. But there's one answer that comes from God. This is what happiness lies in. You find that, you'll be happy. Now, because I have different definitions of happiness, I don't find happiness in what God tells me to find happiness in, right? But if I were to sync myself with God, link myself with God, then I would see happiness in whatever God tells me happiness would be found in. Similarly, success, right? There are different benchmarks of success that we have depending upon what we value, what we chase. But Allah says success is this. He's made a specific category to say that this is what success is in my eyes. And so the moment we link it with God, we find that success. And so similarly with beauty, right? When we talk about beauty, in Islam, beauty starts entirely with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Entirely, right? This is why one of the most beautiful names of God is that He is Jamil, right? This is one of the Asma'ul Husna, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Jamil. Jamil means that which is beautiful. We recite in Dua al-Baha, you know, it's a dua that we will recite inshallah in Shahru Ramadan, but it's not just reserved for Shahru Ramadan, it's a beautiful dua in which our fifth Imam al-Baqir alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam, he recites in this dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka min jamalika bi ajmalihi. Yeah, that, oh Allah, I ask you by your beauty at its most beautiful, at the most, like the peak of that beauty. Wa kullu jamalika ahsantum jamil. And every beauty of yours is beautiful. Yeah, everything that you do is inherently beautiful. Allahumma inni as'aluka bi jamalika kulli. I ask by all of your beauty. And then so this dua goes through all of the beautiful names of Allah in this way, saying, I'm asking you by this, I'm asking you by this. And then in the end, we ask what we want. But here, what we find is that the attribute of beauty, right, is God's, right? Like, if we understand this, you know, like, everything that's khair has to come from God, right? Because He is that start. Without that start, there is nothing. Yeah, and so the start brings things into existence. And so whenever we see something beautiful, it has to begin with God, and it begins with the essence of God. And then that essence of God is on a plane of its own that no one can access, no one can understand. But because God wants us to access Him, He brings it down to a lower plane where now it manifests itself through action. Yeah? And so it now goes from the dhat of Allah to the fi'l of Allah, the actions of Allah. And that is where we begin to understand God. And so when we talk about the jamal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're not only talking about that which is from that action plane, but we're going back to the original plane. That essence of God is beautiful, right? And so when we say that God is Jameel, we're not just referring to His names, His actions, His interaction with us, His sifat, His overall attributes. No, we're saying that everything about God is beautiful. Yeah? Every attribute we can think of is beautiful. Every action of God is beautiful, right? And hence, because that beauty is part of Him, everything which emits from Him is naturally beautiful. Yeah? Understand this point, okay? Because khair can only come from khair. No shar can come from khair. Yeah? Shar is only there when the khair is abandoned. Ugliness only comes about when the beauty is abandoned, right? But if we're looking at it from the perspective of God, He is beautiful throughout, and whatever emits from Him is also beautiful. And because of that, now this point is really important, and because of that, beauty can only be attributed to that which is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahim Kareem Azim Alim Halim Hakim Matin شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلى الله عليه.